Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry. He's helping us celebrate our 15th anniversary because he's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. TimBerry.com is his website. Also, don't forget to check out the business he founded, PaloAltoSoftware.com. PaloAlto.com, really now, isn't it? Isn't it, Tim?
It is, yeah.
PaloAlto.com. You can find the business plan, the life plan. It's called Palo Alto Life Plan now?
LifePlan.com.
LifePlan.com, so check that out, folks. And, Tim, you're always working on something exciting. Before we get into our fourth business planning tip, what are you working on these days that we need to know about?
Oh, you know, it's sort of a combination. Social media business plans, to me, that's a fascinating new world. And that website, you know, Bplans, Bplans.com.
That's your main instructional site.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's been for generations now, like since 1994. So the new one that I'm doing, social media business plans, is SM for social media, bplans.com.
Oh, okay. So folks, check that out. And of course, go to timberry.com because you want to know what he's up to. He's just too smart. You don't want to miss anything he's working on. So Tim, thanks again for being here. Thanks for 14 plus great years as a member of our Brain Trust. I don't know what we would have done without you. We've had a lot of fun. I think we've done some good things, and I appreciate you very much.
Well, Jim, I have been so proud to be part of this for this long and what you do so well that's so valuable for so many people.
Let's do some more value. Let's talk about that fourth planning step. The first one we talked about was a review schedule. That's where you meet once a month or so and do plan versus actual. The second one was list your assumptions. Make sure that you know how you calculated your projections. The third one was milestones. You can't execute and know whether you execute or not if you don't establish milestones. What's the fourth one?
And you're going to love this, Jim, because I'm sure you're going to agree with me on this one. For everybody, if you're doing the planning that you need to steer and manage your business, the fourth is your cash flow projection.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the cash coming from, and where is it going? You can't really run a business.
And when is it going to get here?
Yeah, yeah. Where, when, how, and what are you going to do with it? You always have to have cash in the bank, and you can't really be optimizing your business or doing really valuable business planning without projecting cash.
If you're not projecting cash, folks, in your small business, then it's the middle of the night, there's a heavy fog, you're driving down the road with no lights on a road that's one way, and you're going in the wrong direction. Now that's how you're flying blind, as they say in aviation. If you're not managing your cash flow projections, you've got to be able to do that. I wrote an article a while back, Tim, called "The Three Clocks of Small Business." You got your sales clock, you got your collections clock, you got your expense clock.
Yeah.
The sales clock and the collection clock, they get stuck all the time. The expense clock runs like Big Ben. It's perfect all the time. It never stops running.
And that is why you need to be planning for your cash. You know, there's a big difference between going to the bank in April, realizing you're going to release a new version and you're going to need a bridge loan to get through that cash problem in July. Yeah, which I've done many times in my career.
And it's when you make your banker your partner.
And then consider that April for July, and then consider when you go to the bank on Tuesday needing it for payroll on Friday. In one case, the banker loves you, business runs smoothly.
Yep.
In the other case, you are in real trouble.
I don't know how many times I used to call them. Now I just email them. I email them a spreadsheet. You know, if I ever, I'd say, okay, here's what my cash is looking like the rest of the year. As you can see, in September, I'm gonna need a little help, and they just push the button and say, okay, no problem, because they see that I've got a handle on it.
Well, see, in business, there's a lot of businesses that don't sell for cash. If you're business to business, you're going to sell and then get the money later. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of businesses that deal with products, so they have to kind of buy into inventory earlier.
Right, right.
And it's just vital that you know this, and you can do it. Cash planning is
right.
Really, if you lay it out, it's all educated guesses.
And this is the best. If you said, okay, what's the single most important reason to do business planning? I would say to learn how to do it'll help you learn how to do a cash flow spreadsheet.
And I would agree with you on that.
Hey Tim, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Thanks for 15 great years.
Delighted. Thanks for having me back, Jim.
Okay, buddy. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Tim joined us. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.